do the tailpipe drag.
When I do it, I'ma make it last. hour. You feel the same way about me as I feel about you. You know all your feelings for me inside of your heart. Let me know. Bye.
All right. Good morning, Medford. This is Mandy B.
This is Liberty World Peace.
And we have a very special guest on the air, Sammy Straubin.
And we're listening to...
You are listening to WMFO Studio Line.
Nope. All right, we're going to listen to 91.5 SM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Sammy does not like to follow the script.
No, he was looking at the top one.
Oh, nuggets.
I had one job and I messed it up.
You did have one job,
Please Sam. Never invite me back.
No, you're always invited back. So, to all our fans out there, let's see how many we have so far.
That song was recommended to me by my New York Times subscription.
Yeah. So, to all our 10 listeners out there, we've invited people on the show.
We have 10 listeners?
Yeah, we do.
Let's go.
We have invited people on the show every week.
I bet 8 out of 10 are related to us.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 out of 10 are, like, near relatives.
Oh, yes. Maybe my dog is one of those. Because she's listening in a different room than my parents. Anyway, Sammy Straubs is our first guest to actually take us up on the offer. And we thank you immensely for it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You have a good voice for radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, we're going to get back with some music, but then we'll be back with some chatting right after it. So, enjoy...
Anderson .Paak.
Anderson .Paak.
How do you mend when your world's apart? Ooh, carry on. Ooh, from the start. So much fun. So now, how could we both forget telling each other we're the one? We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you and me, close as any two can be. Now we're strangers in the night, awkward in the tight. Oh, baby, do you wanna make?
See ya. to run away than to look for what would make you stay.
I
All right, we're back to chatting.
That was Sammy Strobe's pick.
He goes, have you guys ever heard of Sarah Bareilles? And we're like, yes, we have.
Funny you should mention her.
But yeah, I never heard that one of her songs, and it was called Fire. I'm quite a fan.
We had a little funny chat that we can recreate for you right now about our... So I volunteer this information. I got a little Instagram notification that my junior prom was 3 years ago yesterday. And I was like, oof. Oh, dear.
Junior prom was a weird time of my life for me, I'm not going to lie.
Please.
So, I know everyone's on the edge of their seat at home. So, I was asked... I just like friend, super casual.
Right, you told me about this. Yes. Oh, this is a good one.
But then, so you ask a girl like 4 weeks out if you're gonna go to prom with them because you have to coordinate like outfits and you have to buy the boutonniere and like the corsage and you gotta like have time to repair. So I was asked like a month out, but then like 3 weeks out, the kid who asked me started like getting with a girl. And like by the time prom rolled around, they were very much dating. But
I was still going to prom with me.
And the girl that he was with didn't get asked by anyone. So she was alone at prom.
That is so uncomfortable.
It was so horrible.
That's really sad.
Yep.
Wait, but I think this it's the better like portion of this story. Not better. Sorry that I don't want to prank you like that. But the hierarchical dress situation.
Oh, yes. Also, fun fact about my school. It's promised for juniors and seniors, so if you're asked as a sophomore or a freshman, you gotta wear a short dress.
You gotta
show your subordinates.
See, okay, we had two separate proms. One for juniors and one's for seniors. And as a junior, wore a short dress, and it wasn't like a big deal about your short dress. Senior year, it's like you got your own dress. It was, yeah. Sammy Strobes, care to chime?
Well, I mean, can't relate to the dress scenario too much.
No,
but
really?
Yeah, we just had one, and there were actually a few juniors that got picked by the senior class as, like, honorary seniors that got to ask people.
What does that mean?
So only seniors allowed to ask.
Right.
Except for, like, these select four cool kids who are probably... not so cool now. Not as cool as we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then those four like worked at graduation too.
Oh, wow.
It's a big honor.
Were you selected?
As ushers? I was an usher.
What?
Oh my God.
All right, I take it back.
But no, because I had stayed back in eighth grade, so I knew all those kids really well. Mm. So it's
just a local celeb.
Yeah, like, I suppose. Too kind.
Wow. No idea that was going to be so entertaining. Well, should we talk about our weekend?
Yeah, I probably should.
Or you mentioned formal.
Ah, yes. Lormal.
What a night.
It was such a wholesome night.
In the beginning, for sure.
So our friend group every semester hosts a formal for our floor, plus extras because... Libretti and I are not on the fourth floor of our dorm, as are the rest of our friends. And then there's also a suite of boys.
We're not bad about it, though.
No, we love it. And then there's another suite of boys in another dorm who are honorary members as well. And we all dress up and get together.
Sammy Strobes is a part.
Correct. For the biggest event of the year. Invites go out weeks in advance.
Dates are made and changed. Changed again. You can wear a short or a long dress if you so choose.
That's true. We only had short, but I'm sure
next
dresses will be shipped in for next semester.
All right.
Yeah, let's play some music.
We're gonna play the new Beyonce album.
Oh yes, I had a dream about Beyonce last night.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Really well.
How was she? How'd she sound?
She was so cool.
Did she perform for you?
It was the weirdest dream of my whole life. I just sat there and watched her brush her child's hair.
Well, funny you say that. Blue Ivy is featured in this song that I'm going to play.
Oh my God, perfect. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hello, as well.
Yay! Beautiful job, Ava. You sound so pretty.
I want to do that
again. Oh, you want to do it again? You're like mommy, huh?
I
want
to do that again.
Oh, okay.
It feels good.
It feels good? Okay, you want to do it? Go. Lift every voice and sing.
I feel we made something that made my daughter proud, made my mother proud, my father proud, and all of the people that are my brothers and sisters around the world. And that's why I live. I'm so lucky and grateful that I'm able to take all these crazy ideas and actually make it into something that heals people and that may spark vision in people, that shows them to dream big. It shows them that they are limitless. It's possible. If my country ass can do it, they can do it.
Sorry about that. We didn't know that there was no music attached to that song. We're going to keep playing music now. Okay.
Do I look lonely? I see the shadows on my face. People have told me I don't look the same. Maybe I lost weight. I'm playing hooky with the best of the best. Put my heart on my chest so that you can see it too. I'm walking the long road, watching the sky fall. The lace in your dress tangles my neck. How do I? Table for two, and I just wanna be served. And when you think of me, am I the best you've ever had? Share one more drink with me, smile even though you're sad. I'm walking the long road, watching the sky fall. The lace in your dress tangles my neck.
Hi. All right, we're back.
Oh, hello.
We couldn't decide if we wanted to be back or not.
But by default, we're back.
Yeah, no, I was going to mention that their version of the Queen song, Bohemian Rhapsody. It's really, really good.
Oh, have you guys seen that movie?
No.
I saw it on the plane back from spring break.
Yeah. I also saw it on the plane back from spring break.
Oh my gosh. Get out.
So, such a good plane movie.
It was, yeah.
But,
did you couple that with any other movies?
Mm-hmm. What? I did.
What else
I
did you watch?
Saw Black Panther.
Okay.
Excellent. I watched so many movies. I watched, the Bradley Cooper one.
I always say last song, but that's simply not what it is.
With Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Yeah, A Star is Born.
A Star is
there
Born.
There it is.
Mm.
Yesterday, I started a story knowing, and then promptly forgot what my story. I don't think my mic is on.
Your mic for?
Yeah.
And you're on.
I don't know.
Just anyway. Get closer.
I started a story and I forgot what movie I was talking about, and I forgot the saying that my mom and I quote from this movie, and that was the whole story. But then I was
Did you just improvise?
No, I was like, I retreated very quickly, but it wasn't quick enough, and okay. Then my listenership was like, no, tell me more, and I was like, I physically can't tell you anything else right now, and it was super embarrassing. Movie is Making Mr. Right, fun fact.
And what's the quote?
I still can't remember.
That's okay. Claude, if you're listening out there, call in.
Give me
a help a girl out.
Friend.
Yeah. Okay, so
you got a PSA picked out, Sammy?
Oh boy. Yeah.
Oh baby. He got a PSA for you.
Where do I start?
Wherever you want.
Wherever I want. Okay. To all you listeners out there. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Excellent. And one more time with some pep in your step.
Don't make
this
you
is a serious
that.
Matter, Rachel.
Please, obviously. No laughing. Buckle up, kids. All it's right. A dangerous world out there.
Here we have Bohemian Rhapsody by Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To trigger now.
Mamma Mia.
Let's get drunk, I'll pour my heart up through my mouth. This year's been hard for us, no doubt. Let's raise a glass to a better one. Let all the things that we've overcome bring home to us, cause me and you, we can hold this out. Only you understand how I'm feeling now, yeah. And I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening, yeah. Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Cause my darling, you and I could take over the world. And one step at a time, just you and I. Get drunk, reminisce about the days and we were broke, not getting paid and taking trips at the weekend. When I would drive down to see her and we would paint the town. Too many shots I'd be passing out, cause I could never keep up. Quad buds, now I'm puking open. I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening, yeah. Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Cause my darling, you and I could take over the world. And one step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. I'm tired of chasing paper, staring at this screen. Been saving up for weeks now just to get to you, my dear. And though you're far from my home, this ain't no weekend bar. You know my heart grows fonder. Must be city love. Cause my darling, you and I take over the world. One step at a time, just you and I. Cause my darling, you and I over the world. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Yeah, one step at a time, just you and I. Yeah, one step at a time, just you and I.
All right, we're back again, everyone.
We were gonna talk about more about formal, in a sense, as the special guests.
Oh yes, we did have some special guests. So, formal this year was expanded.
There were some significant others present.
There were. So, we had three added freshmen. They really added. Probably.
Two out of three weren't significant others. They're just dear friends of ours.
Yes. One was a significant other. Libretti had to put him in his place at one point.
Good old Matt.
He was getting a little too big for his britches, and I was like, you are a guest in this establishment. Hold your tongue. And he was like, you right, Libretti. And he like gave me a fist bump, and I was like, I don't know how, if I won that one or not. Based on that little fist bump interaction, but
I agree. Then our other friend brought her upperclassman
lover,
mans, casual,
who is on the Tufts Med varsity lacrosse team.
Yes, he's an athlete, and
not that we are an athletic. It's just that is such a meme.
It's just not our vibe usually, but it was for the formal.
Amanda and I made it our goal to troll him so hard.
But also become his best friend.
Wait, I didn't hear this story.
Oh, yes. So this kid sat in the corner of Flormal the entire night sipping a Gatorade.
He did do that.
Literally sure. Just a Gatorade. And he was standing in front of the only fan we had. And I was going to, like, I don't, for those of you who don't know, there's a fan in the basement of the Tufts Men lacrosse house. And it's such a meme to stand in front of the fan because you block all the air for everyone. And I was like, sir, you are not in your own establishment. Get out the get out the way of the fan. But I held my tongue. I didn't say that. I thought.
Oh, that's good. He probably wouldn't have been pleased.
No.
But yeah, so I similarly trolled him and went up to him and I was like, so, been around these parts often. There's no reason for him to be in Carm. He's an upperclassman. And he's like, no, I haven't. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, I live downstairs. And he's like, do you guys have gender-neutral bathrooms here?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was the first question he had?
Yeah, I was like, okay, woke lax player, you.
I was like, yes, we do. And then he was like, and then I was like, yeah, it's kind of horrible. I often walk into the bathroom and see a male sitting on the toilet, and I know they're doing their business, so I promptly have to leave. And well, he's like, you know, I've never thought of that before.
Essentially, she talked about pooping with a junior lacrosse player.
What an experience.
Yeah. That's really niche. I mean, like, the fact that you even, like, embarked on that conversation is so impressive.
And then when he left, I gave him a hug. So I can't wait to see him around campus.
You cracked his shell a little bit.
I know.
Look at that.
Next formal you can try, Sam.
It was tough. I don't know if he's coming back.
I'll give him two hugs next formal.
Okay. Deal.
To have it up.
To all those who can't see, Sam and I are shaking hands.
We just shook hands.
Because it's a bet.
Oh, I also want to say to all our listeners, Amanda recommended a song to play next that Rachel already had queued up.
Yeah, it was cute. You're
there
right.
are so many songs in the world, and I said, can we play this song? And Rachel said,
I already queued it up, baby G.
So still 10 listeners, here we go.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Oh, we might go.
Wait, where'd it go?
Forgive no. you.
Yeah, I know what it is. Oh, okay, got it.
And I didn't make it a thing. Your mama didn't know that I was there. I tried to swallow my pride when you left me lonely outside. And I didn't know you would never show me so comfortable with white lies. Looking like a fool, what else could I do? After all we've been through, it still hurts. But I forgive you, though my friends tell me not to. Okay.
here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th. Tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Woo. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for live music day.
That's a hefty numberage.
It's 9.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
That's like one more than 8.
And one less than 10.
It is one less than 10.
They could have just made it 10, I feel like.
Mm-mm. Well, okay. So it is till 5 if you want the 9 bands, but then Libretti Sam and I will be singing live from 5
p.m. For the
PM.
Next 4 hours.
Yes.
We're going to round off the 10 bands.
Actually, we're going to be singing different songs in a round nonstop. Recently, for like the Easter holiday, we were going to make this show resurrection themed, but then I forgot until this very moment.
I was going to say I wasn't informed of the resurrection themed show.
Well, our dear friend Lucy Simon and I were singing our favorite Passover and Easter songs, but we thought we could like mix them together. So she was singing one and I was singing Dainu. I mean, like a classic.
Do you want to sing a little for us?
I'm pretty congested right now.
Okay.
But, oh well, that was an okay, a disappointment. All right.
Displease.
For the fan. Die, die, ain't you. Hey, okay. Oh no. Okay, so.
Thank you so much.
Lucy's favorite song, I was like, but you know what would mix great with that? Die, ain't you. So she was singing her song and I was singing my song. And turns out they don't mix well together.
No.
We're
that's
like a
so
human
tough.
Like DJ though. That was fun.
So that's what you're gonna hear live.
For 4 hours on May 4th. No.
But yeah.
Mandy and I had a full weekend of live music last weekend though.
We really did.
We went to the WMFO wait, was that the first?
Mm-hmm, that was the first one. There's the no. Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah.
And then, which, Sam, you have to come to next time. WMFO put on a live
27th.
Event.
I'll be there.
Yes.
Who performed?
Some local Medford guys.
But the last band was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a bop.
Was it Celebutant?
I don't think so.
So Celebutant, I've already heard live during my training here for WMFO. And they really are something special. So make sure if you listen at all on live WMFO live day, make sure it's from 4:20 to 5 o'clock.
Oh. They got a special slot.
They really do have a special slot.
A splat.
So then we went to the Harvard Campus Center over the weekend, which is a lovely place to work. And have you ever worked there, Sam?
I have, yeah. That's quite the building.
It really is.
It's probably the size of our campus.
Probably.
Like just that building.
Like all of Tufts could just like squeeze in real.
Definitely, yeah.
It's really lovely. Lots of like light, natural light and like glass and food stations.
But we just happened to be there when the Sunday band, the Sunday jazz band was playing live and Rachel and I had front row seats.
Oh, we did.
My gosh. I didn't know that.
Oh.
But we're going back to their show on, I think it was
Friday, May 3rd at 5:30 p.m. It's in my calendar.
Okay. Is it also at the Harvard Student Center?
I think it's outside.
I think it's in like Porter Square for some reason.
We'll inquire further and get back to you, listeners. But Sam is also coming with us to that.
They were good. One, Amanda was being like a little re-traumatized from her jazz exam, which she had taken last semester, which consisted of like memorizing 150 jazz songs that sound exactly alike. So she was coming out here like, oh, I know this one. This is so and so.
Oh my God! When they said Thady Young, and I was like, that's Thaddeus Young. I've heard of him. I freaked out.
She did.
Felt so cultured.
You took a jazz class at Tufts?
I did.
Oh my God.
History of jazz.
That's so cool.
It was horrendous. But it was more just sorry, that was so blunt. It wasn't horrendous.
No,
it was just I really found it hard to motivate to memorize jazz tunes.
It was a dumb final.
It was.
Not like dumb lit, just like dumb. anyway, but also Mandy B, we were picking mans out of the jazz crowd, because we had front row seats, and one of them, Theo, shout out to Theo if he's listening, struck her fancy. So why are we going back on May 3rd, you ask?
To go meet Theo.
And Ollie. I mean, he is a freshman, though, and definitely has a special friend, but he was my personal fave,
mm-hmm.
if we're just going based on, like...
Wow. All right.
Aesthetics.
I'll play a little wingman for you.
Oh, thanks, Sammy Strobes.
I don't know him, but...
Oh, you'll play.
We'll give it a shot.
I was like, I don't know that song.
But yeah, will that be our last song?
Yeah, I guess we should sign off.
Wait, I just want to thank Sammy Strobes for coming on this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. This is a blast.
Can you give a little rendition of your good angel, bad angel of this morning that motivated you to get out here today?
Oh, the little story I told you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I was almost not going to come,
mm-hmm.
because my alarm went off at 6:30,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, well... So I turned my alarm off and went back to bed, and there was a little battle inside my head, and it was between Mr. Radio and Mr. Sleep,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Sleep almost won.
Bad angel, parentheses.
That was the bad angel. Yeah, Mr. Sleep is bad angel, and he almost won, but he got cocky, and he put Mr. Radio at his back, and Mr. Radio was like, haha. And he stabbed Mr. Sleep in the back. And
that sounds painful for you.
And now he's here.
Ooh.
He woke me up.
Thank God, Mr. Radio.
All right, next time, Mr. Radio.
Good old Mr. Radio.
You can take it a little easier on Sammy Strokes. And with that, this is Rachel.
This is Manny B.
This is Sammy Strokes.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free From Radio, bird watching. Alrighty, now we have Landslide.
Is that our final song?
Yeah, it's Sammy Strobe's pick.
Oh my god, I love it. Okay, goodbye everyone. Toodles. Have a wonderful Thursday.
Toodles.
Children get older, I'm getting older too. said.